Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Well, good morning, Wellspring. How are you guys today? Woohoo! My name is Terry Hill, and I am the Next Steps pastor. And I am just so excited to have the opportunity to share the Word of God with you guys today. We have been in a series called Simple as That, and we have been learning some life-changing truths found in the parables of Jesus. And so today I'm going to get to close us out with this parable from Jesus that I'm excited to share. And if you guys have not been able to watch any of these messages, we highly recommend that you go ahead and download the Wellspring app. It's a great place to catch up on all of our content, learn about our events that are going on, and just see what's happening here at Wellspring. All right, well, how many of you guys know that there are some words out there that just carry a lot of power? You know, what if I was to say the word diet or the word taxes? I mean, some of you are like, no, Terry, do not say the word taxes. It is Sunday morning, right? Or when your spouse comes and wants to ask you and say, hey, listen, we need to talk. I don't know about you guys, but that word for me is like instant panic. I'm like, oh no, babe, we got to talk right now. Right now. I can't wait, right? Well, you know, there is another word out there. There is a word that all of us at some point in our life, we have had to face. This word can leave us in indecision. This word can leave us full of anxiety, full of fear, full of worry. This word can leave us feeling like we have no hope. So what is the word? And I just mentioned it. What is the word we're going to focus on for the remainder of our time today? That word is fear. That word is fear. You know, fear has a way of taking us towards places in our mind that keep us stuck, to make us feel like we're circling over and over again, overthinking, overworrying. Fear can cause us to get mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. And you know, the best way I know to describe fear is like being on an airplane and you get stuck in a holding pattern. Have any of you guys gotten stuck in a holding pattern before? I hear some of those yeses, yeses. Well, maybe you're making your way to your destination and you're in that airplane and you can maybe even see the airport. But all of a sudden, the pilot gets on and they announce that they are not able to land yet. So you begin what? Circling and circling and circling. And while you're circling, you may even be able to see the runway, but you just can't land. You cannot get to the destination. The pilot is waiting on clearance from air traffic control. They're trying to get that runway cleared, but all you're doing is circling. And while you're circling, what is happening to that airplane? It's doing what? It's burning fuel. Well, you know, that is what happens with fear. We're getting up in the morning, we're making our way to our destination, we know where we're going, when all of a sudden fear shows up and it comes on the scene. And all of a sudden we start mentally, emotionally, physically start circling, right? Those thoughts in your mind start going. You might even find yourself getting stuck at times, and you're trying to make your way to this destination, but you just can't seem to get there. And you know what? God has plans for our life. God has destinations that He has called for us to walk in and places where He has designed for us to land. But fear, the lies of the enemy, wants to keep all of us from walking out God's purposes and plans for our life. Now, I have about 14 different fears that I want us to look at, because fear comes in all different shapes and sizes. And when fear comes on the scene, it wants to what? Crash our party, right? And one of the first things that we can do to overcome fear is begin to recognize when fear shows up. Recognize when it comes on the scene. And so let's talk about some of these ways that fear shows up in our life. Here we go. Fear of indecision, aka what? Paralysis of analysis or overthinking. It is where your dreams, your visions, your goals are sitting on the shelf waving at you, and you're like, maybe later, maybe later. Fear of failure, right? Fear of failure. It's where it's like your best friend is sitting on your shoulder, that friend that sits there and that keeps whispering to you, you're gonna mess up, you're gonna get this wrong. Not your best friend, it's your awkward friend, right? Your best friend would not say that to you, right? It's that awkward friend. Fear of rejection, right? Feeling like no one wants you, feeling like you're discarded or not needed. That's a hard one. Fear of inadequacy, feeling like you're not enough, not smart enough, not talented enough, aka I want every single person hearing my voice today to know that you are enough. Fear of change, when we have to step out of our comfort zones, you know, sometimes that can be really scary. Fear of success, it's when the weight of pressures and expectations suddenly want to take you under. Fear of conflict. You know, fear of conflict is when you try to avoid those hard conversations because you want to try and keep everyone happy. But you know, I got to tell you something, it rarely works. Then we have the fear of abandonment, where you feel alone, even when God and others are right beside you. The fear of vulnerability, right? It's when you might have to take that mask off and just be real. That one can be difficult. The fear of disapproval, that's living under the weight of everyone's opinions. Fear of the future, living in the what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? The fear of loss, right? Losing your finances, losing loved ones, losing your friends, losing security. The fear of missing God's will. That's the anxiety you live in towards trying to want to make the right decisions. It's anxiety and decision making. And then fear of unworthiness, doubting that God loves you and that others love you. You know, I just said the first thing that we have to do is we have to recognize when some of these fears show up. And so I have a question for all of us today. Where has fear shown up in your life? You know, it could be as I was talking about some of these fears, it could be that you felt your body maybe tensing up a little bit. It could be that you felt your heart starting to race, maybe your mind starting to circle a little bit. And if that's the case, I want every single person to know that I see you. I see you. I see the fear. I see the worry. I see the mental exhaustion that we all can live in at times. See, I myself have dealt with fear in many different seasons of my life. I know what it's like to be stuck and have your mind circling and racing and not quite reaching the destination where you know God wants you to land. I have dealt with the fear of vulnerability over and over again. But it's not enough for me to just stand up here today and say that I see you. No, because there is one who has always seen you. There is one who has never stopped whispering your name. There is one who gave up his life so that we can be free, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. You know, in the book of John that we find in the New Testament, Jesus says these words. Jesus says, the thief, the enemy, Satan, our adversary, what is his goal? His goal is to steal, kill, and destroy in our life. The enemy wants us to live in fear, be consumed by fear. The enemy wants us to live in the lies of fear. But Jesus said that he came. Jesus came and he showed up on the scene for why? So for all of us who are Christ followers, who have said yes to Jesus as our Lord and Savior, can have life, but not just have life, we can have life to the full. You know, when Jesus came, he defeated the enemy. He broke the chains. He restored back what fear had stolen. So we all who belong to Jesus no longer have to live in indecision, no longer have to live weighed down by worry, no longer have to live with our minds circling and staying stuck and getting nowhere. No, we can live fully alive today because of Jesus Christ. And you know, Jesus has given us all the gift of faith, the gift of faith. And faith is the pathway to overcoming fear. Did you know faith is the antidote to fear? Now, I have some definitions of fear and faith that I want us to look at. Fear is believing in the possibility of a negative outcome, a negative outcome. It is the voice that says, "What if all goes wrong?" Now, faith, and you might want to take a screenshot of this one, faith. Faith is believing in what? God's outcome, right? Believing in God's word, believing in his truth. It is the trust in God that speaks and says, even if I cannot see it yet, I know that my God is at work. You know, fear is going to come knocking at our door, and unfortunately it will. But when it comes knocking, it is so important for all of us that we send faith to answer the door. And we say, even if I can't see it yet, I know my God is at work in my purpose and plans. I know my God is at work in my family. I know my God is at work in my children. I know my God is at work in my finances. I know my God is at work in my medical issues and things that I'm dealing with. I know he's at work in my mind. We have to speak faith. It is so important. And you know, there are three ways that faith is activated in our life. And I believe for all of us today, these are simple ways that right now in this moment, we can begin to walk out. Number one, the first one is praying, talking with God and building our connection with him. I'm going to say something. Connection keeps us what? Close. Connection keeps us close. It is so important that we pray and talk to God about anything and everything. Now, April Colquitt last week preached an incredible message on prayer. If you weren't able to see it, I highly recommend going back and watching it. But God wants to know everything from the moment we wake up till the moment we go to bed. Number two, speaking, declaring God's promises out loud. Did you know that there are over 7,000 promises in the Word of God? 7,000. It is so important that we take a promise, that we take a scripture, and we can put it on a note card. And you can look at it when you wake up. You can look at it before a meeting. You can look at it when you go to bed. How many of you know you can look at it when you wake up at 3 a.m., right? You know? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then number three is doing. Stepping out and acting on the faith that God has given us. And this is the one we're going to focus on for the remainder of our time. So let's get into the parable today that Jesus told. And this parable is found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. Now, it's about 16 verses long, so I'm going to paraphrase a little bit of it, and then we'll dive into the scriptures. So the story that Jesus told begins with a man who was going on a very long journey. But before he leaves, he calls three of his servants to him, and he entrusts, I want you to hear that word, he entrusts them all with some money. To one, he gives 5 bags of silver. To another, he gives 2 bags of silver. And to another, he gives 1 bag of silver. Now, he gives them these bags of silver according to their abilities. So he leaves and he goes on his journey. The men with the 5 and the 2 bags of silver, they go out and they invest the money, right? The man with the 5 bags all of a sudden now has 10. The man with the 2 bags has 4. And I know that all of my bankers and financial advisors out there are saying, yeah, invest, right? I know you like this story. But the man with the 1 bag of silver, he takes his money and he goes and he digs a hole in the ground and he puts the money in the hole. So now, the man has come back. He calls his servants to him, and he wants to hear what they did with his money. Let's start reading the scripture. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned 5 more." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant," he said. "You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more." The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Oh my goodness, what do we see? These 2 men did what? They walked out confidently. They took faith-filled steps. They invested the money. They doubled it, right? Because they were faithful with what had been given to them. These men right here did not live in the what-ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? They did not give in to fear. See, the master had entrusted it to them according to their abilities. The master believed in the purposes and the plans that he had for these men. He believed in the potential of these men, and they took some faithful steps. But now, the man with the 1 bag of silver, let's see how the master replies to him. Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a what? Harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. So I was afraid. I would lose your money. So I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away." Guys, what do we see in this story? I mean, this man with the 1 bag of silver, he was standing in the same room, the same environment, hearing the exact same words coming out of that man's mouth. But what happened to him? See, we have an inside look, right? We can see when fear comes on the scene, when fear shows up. He saw the man as what? A harsh man. And because he saw him as a harsh man, everything he did from that point was full of fear. He walked out of there holding that money in his hand, but he was taking fearful steps. Oh no, he's a harsh man. Oh no, what if I lose his money? Oh no, what if somebody takes the money? Oh no, what am I gonna do? What is he doing? He's circling in his mind. Those thoughts are coming. He's living in fear. And so I think it took him a while, but he eventually found the right place to bury it. So he goes and he buries the money. And I would have to think that fear was even holding that shovel as he was burying it. Now, in my mind, he buries it, but then he is checking it at lunch. He's checking it when he goes to bed. He's waking at 3 a.m. and checking it because he is like, is somebody taking it? Is that money still there? That fear is driving him and that fear is leading him. And when he gets in front of the man is upset because he knew he had entrusted it to him according to his abilities. See, the man knew the potential in that man. The man had so much more for that servant than burying his abilities in the ground. And the man wasn't upset at him because he failed. He was upset at him because he did nothing. He did nothing. So, in verse 25, we see, and I want you to see right here, he says, I was what? Afraid. Fear was speaking. I was afraid. You know, the main point of this story for all of us today is that fear holds back potential, but what? Faith, trust, telling God, I don't understand, but I know you're going to work it out for me, moves us forward. It moves us forward. Don't let faith hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. Let faith take you forward. You know, I have a question for all of us today. What do you have right in your hands? What is in your hands? You know, there is a scripture out there that I love. You know, a few moments ago, I just told you guys that you're fully loved, right? You've always been seen, that Jesus has always been whispering your name. Now, how could I confidently stand up here and tell you that today? How can I declare that over you today? Well, I can tell you that because that is in the Word of God. You know, Psalms 139 is a beautiful passage of scripture given to King David and to us by God. Psalms 139 speaks louder than any fear that will ever want to try and take over in your life. Psalms 139 shares that you are fully known, fully loved, and fully equipped to walk out God's purposes and plans. So I want to read this passage of scripture over you today. Remember, faith comes by hearing and what? Hearing by the word of God. Let's read Psalms 139. Listen to the words. Let them sink into your heart. Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. This is just too wonderful, too deep, too incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. You formed my inmost being, knitting me together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. Psalms 139. You are fully known, you are fully loved, and you are fully equipped to walk out his purposes. You know, God has a design for each of our lives. God has opportunities that he has placed right in front of us. And today, I am so excited to share with you a story right here from one of our Wellspring family members. Her name is Melissa. She serves in kids. And I want you to watch how she stepped into an opportunity, how she did not bury her fear, but she is investing her life in children and the difference that she makes. Let's watch.
I've been coming to Wellspring for about a year. I think my sister got me to come in and check out a few services in the very beginning. And it was when I started to see all the volunteer opportunities and especially the kids' room where I was like, okay, I think not only am I going to be coming here consistently, but there's some other opportunities here for me. I am in the 1 and 2 year old room right now. It's probably one of my favorite rooms. The kids are really coming into their personalities. They're kind of figuring out boundaries. They're testing them, but they're also really starting to face, you know, some things like separation. And, you know, that ultimately can lead to a little bit of fear and a little bit of anxiety and whatnot. And just kind of being that sounding board and being that, you know, that arm to lean on and hopefully a comfort to them is what really drew me in and what really wanted me to be part of that age group, the younger age group. the most consistent, impactful moments during service for me, they're usually the same type of moments. It's with the age group that I'm serving in, and the babies kind of having that fear and that anxiety when mom and dad sometimes have to go, and they don't understand, and they think they're getting, you know, for lack of a better term, maybe abandoned, or they're frightened, you know. Kind of seeing the entire process of going through that emotional difficulty, kind of opening their blinders a little bit and kind of getting, situated with other kids, opening up, getting more comfortable. And then all of a sudden, you know, halfway through the day, you see them kind of relax a little bit and they give you a smile. Those are the things where you start to consistently see, like, the fear kind of go to the wayside because they're having this comfortability incorporating with what the program is doing for them. And quite frankly, that is such a huge lesson for me. Faith over fear, faith through fear. One of my favorite quotes, and I really don't even know if it's a direct quote, but I saw it like on a wall somewhere 20 years ago. It's, faith is not knowing that everything's gonna be all right. It's knowing that you're gonna be all right no matter what happens. And I think that that's really, really true. And I think kids do an incredible way of displaying that without even realizing that they're doing that, because it's just a natural, pure, innocent, you know, approach to understanding faith and fear. Anytime I was reaching for something to be a little bit more fulfilling, whether it was a hobby or whatnot, I started to find that those were very temporary fulfillments. And it really wasn't until I got into service, because at least in my experience, I have heard throughout my life that getting out of yourself is one of the best way, going into service is the best way to get out of yourself and get out of your headspace, which is good for anybody. Growing in a service program, it really allows you to kind of test your own strengths and weaknesses, and the kids are the best way to kind of be a, a buffer to that and kind of showing you, they're a mirror ball of sorts. I think, again, kind of going back to their natural approach of fielding fear and not even realizing how they're doing it by just putting their utmost faith in the adults that are in the room. It really, you know, I have moments too where I'm like, I'm having a moment, I'm in my head, I'm doing all these things, and all of a sudden it's like, have you talked to Jesus yet? You're not in charge here, you know, Jesus take the wheel kind of thing. So their resilience, their ability to kind of go through it has been a huge lesson for me, and it continues to be, because they do this all the time. My suggestion, if anybody is ever considering service, is one, do something that you know speaks to you on just like a joyful level. At least for me, it wasn't necessarily a skills thing. It's more, where do I think that I would have the best impact and what would be best for me? And again, kids have been part of my service efforts over the last decade, and so that was an easy thing. However, if you're not really sure, one, I'm a big believer in just taking chances. I'm a big believer in throwing myself into zones that are not comfortable and taking the chance, because I'm also a big believer in the phrase, what's the worst that could happen? You know, either somebody says no or it just doesn't work out, and then you move on to the next thing. You know, I think the purpose of our life, you know, all here, this journey on earth, is to constantly grow, and we can't do that unless we're putting ourselves out there.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for saying yes to that opportunity that was placed in front of you. You know what I love as I watch this is that I just talked about Psalms 139, right? How we're all uniquely made. Well, you know, Melissa is uniquely made and designed to meet the needs of those 2 and 3-year-olds, right? They might come in a little worried about separating from mom and dad, but she is uniquely designed to be there at that point of need, to care, to love, and to share Jesus. You know, all of us sitting here today, every single one of us, we have gifts, we have talents, we have resources, we have opportunities, we have time, we have influence. And again, my question to all of us is, what has God placed in your hands? What has God entrusted to you? Because the King of Kings knows your potential. He knows your abilities, and he is excited to partner with you to see the plans and purpose he has for your life fulfilled. Now, every single one of our steps of faith, faith over fear will look different. And for some of us today, maybe that's saying yes to a dream. Maybe your dreams have been sitting on that shelf, and it's time to begin to take a step of faith to move towards them. Maybe it's financial steps of faith. Maybe it's steps of faith to mend relationships. Maybe there's some conversations that you need to have with some loved ones or friends or spouses. Maybe it's some steps with your children or your family. Maybe it's possibly some steps to choose some friends wisely, right? We have groups here at Wellspring. We love the opportunity to connect you and see you flourishing with other people. Maybe there is some content. Maybe there is a book. Maybe there is something that God is inscribing in your heart, and you just need to start writing every day. Just take a step to write something. Take a step to do something. Don't bury in fear what God has so excitedly entrusted to you. You know, every step will look different for each and every one of us, but every step is a choice to trust God. And when fear comes knocking, and it will come knocking, it is so important that we do what? We send faith to answer the door. We speak faith. You know, a few moments ago, I told you there are three ways, right, that faith is activated in our lives. I said praying, I said speaking, and I said doing. Well, I'm so excited today because here at Wellspring, we have created a resource to help you begin your journey or continue your journey in walking out faith over fear. We have created a card. It has our series on it, simple as that, on the front. And then it has a QR code that you see right here. If you go and scan the QR code, it will take you to a worksheet that is designed to help you begin to walk in faith and not fear. You know, I talked a moment ago how it's so important that we recognize fear, right? That we recognize when we're operating in it. And this worksheet will help you begin to do just that. We also have scripture verses for you that we think it's so important that you begin to pray over your life. Some of those scriptures are found in Psalms 139 that you begin to speak it over you. You begin to speak the word over your family, over your situations, over the anxiety or the worry or the fear that wants to try and come against you in the name of Jesus. Did you know all you have to do is say the name of Jesus? And there is freedom and there is liberty. We've also, on the other side of this card, we've created where it says, fear whispers, faith answers, and scriptures to look up. So, when fear whispers, I'm not enough, you can boldly and confidently say, God has equipped me and calls me his child. When fear whispers, I can't do this, faith says, with God, all things are possible. When fear whispers, what if I fail? You can boldly declare that God's grace covers my failures, and his plans for me are so much bigger than I could ever ask or think or imagine. When fear whispers, I don't have the resources, guess what? God has the resources. And all we have to do is take a step and he'll provide. Take a step and he'll provide. Take a step and he will provide. When fear whispers, I'm alone. No, God is with me. And he is giving me friends and community. He's meeting my needs. When fear whispers, it's too risky. Faith answers and says, stepping out with God, it's never wasted. And then, I don't know where to start. You know what? God today in this moment is going to show me the next right step. As a church family, let's make the decision before we even leave this room today to ask the Holy Spirit to help us see when we are walking in fear, living in fear, making decisions out of fear. Because when fear comes knocking, it's so important that we send faith to answer the door. You know, the path we choose today will write the story we tell tomorrow. Our choices, our actions, what we do will determine the steps that we take tomorrow. This will define our lives. The actions we take define our lives. The actions we take define our families' lives, our children's lives, our friends' lives, our coworkers' lives, our church's life. So today, I just believe that during this time that the Holy Spirit is speaking. The Holy Spirit is bringing some revelation and talking directly to your heart. And we are so excited today to partner with you. That's right. Every single moment, we want to partner with you, our church family. So when you leave today, we will have these cards at the back. The ushers will be there to pass them out. If you don't get one, we'll have them at the Next Steps table, along with a paper copy of the resource if you need it. You know, we're getting ready to head into our response time. We're going to have men and women down here who are so excited to pray with you this morning. They want to partner with you. They want to agree in faith. Maybe God has been talking to you about some opportunities in front of you today. Maybe there's some things that are stirring in your heart. Well, we want to agree with you today. We want to pray with you today. We want to trust God with you today for all the wonderful plans that He has in store. See, He has your name today, right? He knows your name, and He knows every detail of what you're walking through. So as we head into our response time, if you want prayer, man, just get out of your seat and come on down, because we want to pray with you. Or it could be today that during the response time, you just want an opportunity to praise Jesus. You know, in the busyness of this world, we can lose sight of even just talking to Him. And this is a good time. Don't leave unless you have to. Please don't walk out these doors. Spend some time with Jesus. Spend some time worshiping Him and talking to Him. And maybe you've never asked yourself the question of, you know, Holy Spirit, help me to know when I'm walking in fear. So maybe that's a good question today, right? Begin to talk to Him. Begin to pray and worship Him today. We love you guys. And we are so excited for the purposes and plans He has for you. Amen? Amen. 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 All right. Well, praise Jesus, right? It's all Jesus, all Jesus. All right, so what we're going to do is I get to pray for you guys, and I love to pray. And then we're going to respond, all right? All right. Father, we love you today. We worship you today. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. And God, we recognize that you're here. In your fullness and in your love and in your grace and in your mercy and in your majesticness, God. God, during this time of response, we focus our eyes on you. And I just bind every spirit of fear. I bind every lie of the enemy that would want to kill, steal, and destroy in our lives. In the name of Jesus, fear is broken. And we are a church family today who is taking steps of faith and trust in you. And we are declaring that even if we can't see it, we know that you are at work. We're excited today to partner with you, God, with everything that you have for us. Use us, God. Use us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen and amen. Let's respond.